Nick Kiprios joins us now, Insider NHL on Sportsnet and Hockey Night in Canada. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. Are you still in Lucan? Did you get home okay?
No, we're back.
You liked it too much to leave. I will say, beautiful community. I'm sure they embraced you. I didn't say hi. You guys looked always busy, the three of you guys. And you were like animals in a zoo with the crowd protection you had to have there. But you walk out of the arena, really fresh smell of cow dung. And you know that you're in a rural, like I felt like I was in a John Mellencamp video when we walked out of there. I really did. Yeah. I loved it.
No, they did a terrific job. I just don't like their chances of landing an expansion franchise, but
I don't know. Somebody said to me, are the Sens playing in as big a crowd as they'll get for like a Tuesday home game against Carolina? And I'm like, maybe so. Yeah.
Even knowing it's an exhibition game, it really looked weird seeing so many empty seats against a Toronto Ottawa game.
That's where all the cameras
Montreal wasn't
though.
Even that much better. I watched the corner of my eye on another screen, Florida and Montreal, and it looked empty as well.
Early impressions. It's a star player. Does it factor in that Max Domi sucker punched Aaron Ekblad as opposed to, Bill Simpson, who's going to go back to the AHL? And Ekblad has a concussion history. Does all factors in? What do you think when you first saw it, and have you changed your mind either way about what could transpire here with league discipline?
Yeah. Well, listen, the first thing I watched, I wonder what's going through Ekblad's mind. Like, I have a difficult time hearing the word sucker punch.
Okay.
Like, is it a sucker punch? I watch it. Max Domi is telling Ekblad, I've had enough of your crap all night. You slashed me. I'm coming after you. Is that still a sucker punch when you know it's coming? I'm reading all these tweets today that Max Domi hit an unsuspected player. I'm like, how does Ekblad think it's unsuspecting?
Well, let me lay out what I think is unsuspecting.
You've got 10 seconds to know that a guy's coming after you, and you choose not to protect yourself. I get it. The league has never done a better job of protecting players through suspensions and rules. Fighting is down. It's almost non-existing, okay, in the game today. And yet, the league does a great job of protecting you, but it doesn't guarantee your protection. And now Ekblad's really surprised that Max Domi punched him when he told him for the last 10 seconds out of the corner, I'm coming after you. I get it. We still have fighting in the game. Fighting's down. It's almost non-existent.
Yeah.
But it's still there because the league likes the fact that the players can still protect or police themselves to a certain extent. So Max tells Ekblad, I've had enough of your crap. I'm coming after you. And Ekblad chooses not to protect himself. That's still a sucker punch?
Here's my counter. It started off right away looking like whichever Sedin Brad Marchand was dummying around with his gloves on in game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final in 2011. Where I think you can make the case that there was some level of I'm surprised this happened. The linesmen converge. They get hands on both guys. Domi takes his glove off. That's the only argument I have, but I think it's there that Ekblad would go, God, I didn't think he's going to take his glove off. That's the only defense Ekblad would have to not get hands up and go, it's preseason and you're going to take your glove off and pop me with a bare fist, because I think that's what did the most damage.
Yeah, you thought he wouldn't, but he did.
But he did.
So you thought wrong. And again.
So he was unsuspecting, right? I left my front door open.
Oh,
I didn't think my house would get robbed, but it did. Okay.
Listen, Ekblad's a terrific hockey player. Nobody wants to see him hurt. But please tell me it's still NHL hockey here. And there is an element of the guys wanting to kind of settle scores and police themselves, and Max thought he was doing that. And it's not like he came over behind his shoulder and completely cold cocked him out of nowhere. You saw this thing developing out of the corner. We all knew where it was kind of headed. If Ekblad chose not to protect himself, get his hands up, get his stick up, I'm sorry. I hope you didn't suffer another concussion.
Nick Kiprios with us, also talking Leafs last night. So Don't worry about it. You don't need Nylander because Tyler Ennis is going to come in and he's a guy fighting for a spot on this team, period. What did you think about him and the coach saying, hey, somebody can walk through this door and take your spot pretty much and try to coax Nylander back?
Well, listen, that's standard. That's been around for the last 50 years when guys sit out that the first thing you're going to say is, we'll find other guys to take your job. And good on Tyler, you know, gets a couple of late goals, one empty netter, but nobody believes for 1 second that guy's replacing William Nylander. So find a way to get him back in the lineup. That's 60 points. Maybe over the course of next season with Tavares in the lineup, that's 80 points, 85 points with Austin Matthews. Good depth all the way around in that organization the last 3 years, but you're not replacing William Nylander.
But if let's say that Nylander's not available for, I don't know how many regular season games, is Ennis the guy you think is going to end up with them, or is it a Connor Brown? Who do you think ends up playing with Marlon Matthews?
Oh, I think it would be a revolving door. I think if one of those guys can get hot for a couple of games, a stretch of a week, 10 days, great, but the betting man would say Tyler Ennis does not have what it takes to hang in there for an 82-game season. Last night, I think Babcock was a little heavy on Kapanen and Johansson to get going a little bit. Those are guys also that can step in any role in a top-nine position and contribute. But you can sense a bit of urgency in Babcock's voice after the game that he wants other guys to get going.
What were your in-person impressions of Tavares and Marner? And I asked that because I had a friend of mine, a media friend, who watches a lot of the Islanders and has seen a lot of the Islanders. And he probably hasn't seen all of John Tavares's, whatever, 700 games with the Islanders. But he's like, he's never had a guy with that much skill on his wing. And I thought about it, and I'm like, yeah, with apologies to the Matt Molsons and Kyle Opozos and Josh Bailey's, he's probably right. And that was just one preseason game.
Well, we had our television booth right above the bench of the Ottawa Senators, and you marvel at their skating, at their edge work. And Tavares doesn't have necessarily the top-end separation speed that other guys have in the league, but as far as his lateral movement and his ability to move east and west, it's as good as anybody's, and Marner's as well. So I think they're going to give teams fits from the hash marks down once they get the puck, and they have such a great ability of getting pucks back. They're so dangerous when they even don't have the puck, and we saw that on that first goal by Tavares. I think they have a chance to do really something special, and that's why probably Marner won't sign his contract.
Nor should he. Yeah,
he's gonna put up about 110 points, 120 points this year. Finish maybe first, second, or third in scoring, and Lou's gonna offer him $15 million next year on an offer sheet.
Do you look at the Leafs at all? And the toughness has been talked about, just the on the puck bot. Now listen, Mike Babcock said a lot of things about Matt Martin in the season that they went and lost to the Capitals in the playoffs, and he said a lot about Matt Martin in the first half of the year, and then he basically ghosted him. That was it. 50 games, you're not going to see him unless two or three guys are injured or after they'd already locked in on the third seed. Do you look and go, I don't know who? So you were talking about the Domi Ekblad thing. Who steps up and battles? Who steps up and does this on it's a grind of a season, and star players will still need that protection. Guys will take runs. It's still the NHL. Who are those players on the Leafs?
Don't have him. They really don't have him. They're built on their speed and their skill and their ability to get the puck up to their forwards. Good goaltending, but it's a concern for me.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, when you looked at that lineup going in the playoffs, you know, Kadri ends up getting suspended because the team didn't have enough of a physical evidence or a physical presence that he needed to go beyond what he was probably supposed to do. And then You got Komarov, who was supposed to be that grit, heavy guy, gets his face licked by Marchand and does nothing.
Does nothing.
And to me, that's when the series was lost, when you started seeing all of this kind of unravel from a physical point of view before even the Leafs were able to use any of that skill. They've got to address it at some point. So there might be a few kids coming up. Mason Marchand, that's Brian Marchment's son, has come a long way in the Leaf organization, but he's not going to be quite ready maybe for another year. But that guy, I hear, has got some great presence. It's just not in time to start this season.
Nick Kiprios, always a pleasure, joins us on the regular in between his visits back to Lucan.
Back to Lucan.
That's right.
Go there.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome, guys.